You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Taco Tuesday. I'm just going to open it up that way and one other way. Go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH. We have some optimistic things to talk about today about ETH, so you'll get the market update, but go ETH.
Yes, yes. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, my God.
Oh, what, by the way, this is Elizabeth Powell.
This is Joseph Grassa.
Casey, it's the first time you're listening to us. We have archive of all of our shows going back to February of last year, so you can listen to all the different shows and hear about how to trade, how to invest, the different prices of ETH, our predictions on ETH and BTC and crypto, what we said about the financial markets, what influences the market, psychological, everything. So if you go back and listen to our archives and see the date, and then go look at the charts and then compare the charts to when we said things were going to happen and then what happened in the charts, and you'll understand what this show is about. We're here to educate and inform and give people valuable information so you understand why things do what they do, and maybe dabble and put your toe in it and try investing with $10 or just watching the markets. But we're here to teach and help others out so that they can understand what's going on too. And we have some really good news today. So some like good news on forecasting, actually. So go ETH.
Go ETH.
And happy Taco Tuesday, even though I had like a turkey sandwich. So does that count?
Kind of.
Well, I guess if I put
taco, right?
Like if I put salsa on it and some guacamole, I think it would count as a taco.
I agree. I think it
but
would.
But on bread. If I put it in a tortilla and added some salsa and guacamole, it would count as a taco.
Just different.
There we go. So right now I'm looking out at the beautiful sphere. I'm traveling again. I'm in Vegas right now. So I get to see the beautiful sphere. And I just want to kind of put this on a side note, because I know we talk about everything on here. And usually I love to travel all over the world. And my most favorite views, of course, are water and palm trees. I still do see palm trees. Not so much water, because it's the desert. But I see the sphere. And every now and then, the sphere will show an ocean view, like on the sphere as they advertise. But think about marketing campaigns. Like, the sphere is one giant ball in the middle of the desert, in the middle of Vegas, that basically advertises 24/7, but people love it because it's always flashing different pictures, and that's the outside of it. So if you go on the inside of it, it has a full dome with light shows and stars or whatever it's showing, plus full concerts with a type of an auditorium. So I guess right now I'm seeing a lot of boy band fans. I think Backstreet Boys are playing here, maybe.
Oh, my.
I was here when U2 was in concert, and that was, like, amazing. Like, I didn't go see him personally, but they were playing at the Sphere. But something to think about, because, like, we go all over the world, right? I go all over the world, and the most desired piece of real estate is always water. So the closer you are to the coast, the higher the value is, usually, right? And so that's one of the things I'm drawn to, and I'm drawn to beautiful water and palm trees, preferably. If I'm in the desert, what people look for are attractions. That's going to give added value to something. And so I was in conversation the other day, talking to some people at the casino and talking about how the sphere has actually added value to the properties near the sphere. So think about it this way. Normally, before, you always want a view, right? You'd want like a beautiful view, preferably water and palm trees. So a pool view is like a premium. A strip view is a premium. Well, an attraction view, which is a picture of the sphere, seeing the sphere live, is an upgrade. And so before, think of all the hotels that had back views of parking lots. And so it wasn't a premium that they could upsell and charge more for. But now they have a view of, quote unquote, the sphere, and it's a premium. And so they're able to add value to their property because now they have an attraction view out of the backside of the property, where before it was only a parking lot view. So the value of the property goes up, the value of the rooms go up, the attraction adds value to it. The attraction alone is by itself as a separate entity, but it's adding value to all of the properties that are behind it.
Right. I think that goes like the with the Ferris wheel there too, right?
Right, right. I think it's the high roller Ferris wheel. So that's like it. Yeah, so it's like a cute thing. It's not necessarily something that everybody wants to see, but it adds value.
I think it looks nice.
So if you go on the strip, they have like the Paris has the Eiffel Tower out there. The MGM and the Mirage have like water light shows. And let's see, the Luxor has a pyramid. So they all have like these attractions that add value because there's something that people want to see. So the surrounding hotels, the surrounding rooms that has that view, it's like a premium, even though the hotel isn't part of that attraction, but it has that view. So when people travel, they look for views. They look for something beautiful to look at or enticing or an added value or water, pools, palm trees, or spheres. Just a random thought, but...
I'm going to go around and look for spheres now too to travel. I think that'd be pretty funny. I think it's a great opportunity for like even other places around the world to have them too. Like,
well, they're building one in Florida.
They're one step ahead of me already.
It's the same company though, but they're building one out in Florida. I just thought, because we talk about investing and we talk about travel and we talk about real estate, but these are the things that add value. They add value for the company. They add value for an investor. They add value for somebody who's staying in the hotel. And then the hotel's able to upsell their rooms and charge more money because they have a view now. Where before, the parking lot view might have been like the lowest value, and now it's one of the highest values. So like, it's my favorite scene out my window. I love having the sphere. And at night, it glows. So at night, it'll have like the moon. And then when the sun comes up in the morning, they switch it over to the sun rising. So you see like a yellowish orange glow on the sphere. And it looks like the sun's coming out of the desert, but it's the sphere. And it matches the background of the sunrise too.
Oh.
Yeah,
so it's interesting. I know on the sphere, there's been some really, really cool ones that you've recorded and posted. And that we've also seen from like other people posting as well. Like we've seen smiley faces or cool water designs or beaches.
Yeah, the emojis. They have like full emojis on it. Like it's a giant ball. It's a giant emoji. And ads. So when F1 was here, they had the F1 car races. And the sphere was sitting in the middle of the racetrack. So they had the F1 right in the middle. There's the sphere of the racetrack. So that was advertising, plus the ads that were running on the F1. Plus, if you looked out, like I had a view of the racetrack with the sphere and the racetrack, and you could see the whole thing in conjunction with each other. But it's added value. So on the outside, it's advertising or entertaining. And the inside, it's entertaining.
I do need to see that. I haven't seen many videos of it either, right? Like, there's not many out there, is there?
Of the outside of the sphere? Or the inside?
Inside.
Yeah, there's the inside people have been doing clips. I don't know what the restrictions are on audio and video inside, but...
That might be why. I think it'd look really cool to be surrounded by just another like, scene, another world, another...
Yeah, they have that. They had one of their, I don't know if they still are running it right now, but it was like scenes from all over the world. And then they would show different skies. And I saw clips on the concert that's going on right now. And they were showing like a star scene, like all the galaxies coming all over the place above you because you're surrounded in a dome. So it looks like the sky is above you. And so they had a starlight show on it too. So it was pretty amazing. But it's interesting. I just thought we'd add a little bit of, fun. You know, like what's going on in the world besides normal stuff that's going on in the world on investing and markets. But it ties into everything, right?
It does.
When you're trying to capture an audience or you're trying to make lifestyle better or more enjoyable and entertaining, these things help. They add value. And it doesn't only help the sphere itself, but it helps the surrounding community. And then I was also talking to some people at the casino, and they were saying about if you have a strip view listed, quote unquote, on your house for sale, the price of the house goes up too.
What?
Yeah. So like, I'm from California. So California, if you have a coast view, you know, if you can see the beach from your window, or you can, you know, like you have a coast view or sand view, that the price of your property goes up. If you have a pool view, because you have a pool in your backyard, the price goes up. So out here, they have, of course, you need a pool, but it's like 105 degrees right now. But if you have a strip view, the value of your house goes up, even if it's like a far off distance, because some of these things, you can see the skyline from far away, or you can see the sphere from far away as you're driving, because they're iconic attractions that everybody knows about. And if they can see it from their house, it added value to their listing of their house. So that's interesting. Yes.
I'm not near anything cool like that.
You have a snow view. No, just kidding. In the wintertime. Listen, it's water. It's water. Put like a little baby palm tree in the snow. Water and palm tree view. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Yes. I'll do
it. Well, you guys have pool view. So you could say pool view. So, but I mean, you know, people don't think about this, but it's all planned. It's all mastered, right? So if somebody had a hotel and they were building a sphere behind it, they should all be on board, because they would want that added value, you know, to their hotel or the casino.
Would want added value, especially if they increase the prices of rooms that were once the cheapest rooms that they could rent, that they could sell out. Now they're probably the most expensive ones that they can give out. So they increase their value significantly, and those rooms will go a lot faster. So now they're going to have a harder time selling the other ones, the strip view or the pool view, rather than the sphere view, because that's only in Las Vegas right now.
Right. Yeah, that's whenever I come out here, I always request the sphere view. That's just my favorite view. Like, I have the pool view. I've had it before. And I've had the strip view, but I love the sphere view. It's my favorite thing, because it's live, it's active, it's moving, it's changing. And when it's dark outside, you can see it glow through the windows, and you can see it like directly outside your window with the curtains peeked open, you know? So it's just a beautiful view. It looks like the moon at night or the sun rising in the morning, plus all the different icons that they put on it. So it's just one of my favorite things, but... And they display water on it. So I can say that I saw, check my box, that I saw water and palm trees, because I've seen that show up on there too.
Ocean view from
the sphere. But, and you can see the airplanes and the desert. So it's beautiful. But anyway, back on track here. I just wanted to kind of talk about that, because we always talk about beautiful water and trees. And, you know, I'm very aesthetic. I love... I don't know. I just love all this stuff. It inspires me. It gets me moving. You know, we create based off of our inspiration. And so it helps us create ads too. So we have some fun AI ads out there that look real. It's people all over the world with dragons. And if you didn't know that dragons were real, you would think that these are real. Like, we all know that dragons, quote unquote, potentially don't exist in the real world.
We don't know yet.
But if they did, these would look real. No. So we have AI. So AI has gone exponentially right now. And you'll see our ad campaign. We started branding it already. So you'll see dragons all over the world. You'll see dragons in Vegas and the Bahamas and the Caribbean, in Paris, in Europe, the Lean Tower Pisa, all over the world. You'll see dragons. So that's us. If you see dragons flying by an iconic landmark anywhere in the world, that's Dragon Pro. So we're launching Dragon Pro for all of you who are new listeners. And it's basically showing you can trade anywhere in the world with just Wi-Fi on your phone, on a laptop, or whatever you want to do, anywhere in the world. And so we have dragons all over the world, basically showing you you can trade anywhere in the world. But that's just a small little blurb right now. So to this week has been a big week. Last week, the last couple of weeks, we've had big weeks also. Big weeks in crypto, financial markets, everything. We've had some crypto favorable laws passed recently too, and we've seen the market react to them. ETH hit one of its all-time highs in the last 6 months. Not all-time high overall, but just the highest it's been in the last 6 months. It hit 39.41, I think, on Sunday.
Sunday night, almost Monday.
We hit 39.41. So we've been telling you the last, I think it's 3 weeks now, that we anticipated that the markets were going to go up. They usually go up 2 weeks before the Fed meets in anticipation. We anticipate that the rates will stay flat. There probably will not be a rate cut. There should be a rate cut, hopefully, in September. That's the anticipation. So if there is a rate cut, though, the market should go crazy. That's just what normally happens. If you have something favorable happen in the market that you're not anticipating, the reaction is always positive. So if we do have a rate cut tomorrow, unexpectedly, the markets will just go crazy, bananas, like positive. So we're just in the last 6 months, we targeted May 8th as the uptick in the financial markets. May 8th started the uptick. We predicted this back in February and March and in April. We've been saying this consistently that May 5th was our target. May 8th was the upturn in all the financial markets. We had a series, if you go back to listen to our April 8th, when we were at the bottom of the market, we said this is normally what happens. There's always a pullback. People get emotional psychologically. This is where people make money. If you invested back on April 8th, we bottomed out on most of the financial markets just because of all the fear on the 100% tariffs, which you realize now, when we told you back then, was just like a fear tactic. It didn't play out, obviously, because we just had the EU and Trump just did a 15% agreement on tariffs, right?
Yep.
So that's nothing like 100%. And they're in talks with China right now. We bottomed out at 1386. Right now we're at 3773. We hit 3941. You would have almost tripled your money, 300%, if you bought in on April 8th when we said, this is just a fear tactic. Everybody's scared. This is what normally happens in financial markets. And that was on April 8th on our series. So if you listen back into our archived messages and listen to our April 8th message, you'll see what we had said. And then also our predictions that May 5th was our target. Well, bottom was 1386. We hit 3941 on Sunday. Go ETH.
Go ETH.
BTC has also hit about 7 all-time highs in the last 2 to 3 weeks. Ethereum's all-time high is about 4,800. We still have room to go. And there's a lot of news in the market, a lot of things that have been passed recently that is going to create a demand for Ethereum. So again, do your own research, not financial advice. This is only an opinion. Most of our opinions have hit all the targets, but it's an opinion again. But based on what's happening in the markets, what type of laws are passing, what happens with psychological, economical factors, I believe ETH has a lot more room to grow. Plus, if it breaks out of its all-time high of the 4,800, it has room to move on to the next leg. Think about this. BTC, which is Bitcoin, was once about $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. It's now gone up to $122,000.
It hasn't even been that long.
And it's considered, Bitcoin's considered like the gold standard, right? It's the slow moving, it's just the stable one. It's the primary one that everybody knows about, the first one that they've heard about. Well, Ethereum is the number two spot. It's the second one. It's the one that everyone uses for smart contracts. You can use it for utilities. There's a lot of multi-uses with Ethereum besides trading it as an investment platform. And they also have ETFs on it. They're putting it into mutual funds. major platforms are putting Ethereum and tokenized assets are going to start being putting on with Ethereum now too. So like Robinhood, eToro, all the major brokerages are adding crypto onto the platform. So you can buy and sell crypto on those platforms. PayPal's adding it. Amazon's adding it. Venmo, there's a lot of places adding crypto now. So there's multi-sources to buy and sell crypto. And of course, they're going to be at different market values, but just the exposure and the capability that you can get it anywhere now has the potential to increase. Ethereum is only at $37.75 right now. We hit $39.41. Our all-time high was $4,800. We have room to move still just on the crypto markets alone. But now we're onboarding normal people who want to invest too and get into cryptocurrency in Web2, which we call everybody else who's a normie, everybody else who's out there who hasn't been exposed to cryptocurrency and want to start buying into it, they have multiple sources to buy. So we're hovering at 37.75 right now. If we go to 48, we still have another 25% to go before we even hit our all-time high. Once we break that all-time high, we have the potential to go like Bitcoin is right now at 122,000. It has that potential. It could do that. I'm saying again, do your own research, not financial advice. There's so much room. You're still early. Even though we've been involved, like I've been involved in crypto since 2016. Even though we've been involved for a long time, this is the golden time of cryptocurrency. Everything's becoming favorable in the laws with the SEC, with the Fed, with USA, all over the different countries. There's a lot of favorable things. All these major corporations are involved. They're buying up Ethereum. So if they're buying up millions and billions in Ethereum, that's a positive sign too. Plus these laws that have just passed. Right. So again, do your research, not financial advice. I'm very optimistic.
As am I.
I see a lot of potential, and we're only starting, basically. We're only starting because it's bringing on normal people being able to invest. So think about it before, like, hypothetically, if in stocks and bonds and futures and options, if it was hard to trade it, like you couldn't find the source to buy it at and you didn't know how to buy it, it would be only available to those people who could figure out how to buy and sell, right? So you have a limited audience, a small volume, only those people are trading it. If you open it up to everybody, and now like 18-year-olds and grandmas and anyone in the world can buy it, and they just go onto a platform and they're able to buy and trade and invest within seconds, then it opens it up to millions of people who didn't have access to it anymore. If you open it up to millions of people who didn't have access or a way to get into it easily and readily and remove those barriers to entry, and you open it up, and now you, instead of having like, I don't even know what the, we have like 450 trillion in meme coins. We have over 80 trillion. Wait, no, 450 billion in meme coins in trading volume last year. Last year, we had 18.4 trillion in cryptocurrency volume trading. We already have 80 trillion. It's gone up four times the number just in the last month or two. 80 trillion in volume in cryptocurrency right now. And we're just opening the doors to normal people being able to access it through these platforms, ETFs, and other sources, where before you had to figure out all these like jumps and hoops to get to it to buy something. Now you can go on to your trading account with Charles Schwab probably and buy cryptocurrency, where before you'd have to figure out where to buy it. So it's opened it up to millions of investors. 80 billion in trading volume. Okay. This is just the start. This is just the start. And so you open up to millions of people. What do you think the value is going to go up to?
Oh, we're going to see trillions and trillions and trillions of volume. Right. We might even see a queue.
And we always talk about supply and demand. If you have low supply, high demand, which means there's a limited amount that you can buy on Bitcoin, there's a limited amount that you can buy on Ethereum, right?
Right.
And once it runs out, then there's going to create a demand. And so volume coming in with millions of people coming in wanting to buy it increases the price. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. This is my opinion. But this happens on any type of a market when you have low supply, high demand, and now exposure, when anybody can buy it and has access to it, it increases the price, basically. So I'm very optimistic. Very optimistic.
Yes.
And we have some of the laws that passed, and we'll talk about what happened on that. And we're also going to talk about the Fed and what we anticipate going on. But I need to take a sip of water. You know me, I'm famous for my sips of water, and yes, I have my big purple water bottle today. Today's the big purple water bottle.
The big purple water bottle is always memorable. It's in pictures, it's in videos, it's all over the world. Oh my God. I have my own water bottle too now. Like, I think I've said in a few other episodes that I started to take my water bottle everywhere I go. I have a nice silver water bottle that I carry around everywhere, and it goes in the pictures and videos. It's like a staple. So if you're out there and you're taking videos now because of Elizabeth, with your water bottle, your favorite water bottle, and all your videos and pictures, and you post it somewhere, tag us at DragonPro_AI on any of your social medias. We have Instagram, we have Twitter, and what else we have
SoundCloud.
Yes, our SoundCloud, which we just created a new one, right?
Right.
We are now posting Dragon Pro market updates daily, a 2 to 5 minute update every day of the market updates. We have the past 2 days up there right now. The link that you want to go to on SoundCloud is Dragon Pro Market Updates. So you will be able to find us there, Dragon Pro Market Updates. It'll be our logo. It'll be us. We're there. Elizabeth is talking, and you'll know right away it's her with her amazing energy. If you want a quick 2 to 5 minute update every morning, every day, go there and get your quick market update. It is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I've been giving market updates, so we're going to be doing it every day. It's like a 2 to 3 minute brief every day on just what's going on in the markets, what's affecting the markets. And so it's on Dragon Pro on SoundCloud. We're also posting it on Twitter on our X too. And then if you want to hear an in-depth one more so, then come listen on to us tonight, you know, Tuesday night, 6 p.m., or listen to our archives. And so we're giving updates on the market, what's affecting it, and what's going on. So another thing, so the past couple of weeks, the lawmakers advanced and passed 3 landmark crypto bills. We talked about this in the last couple of episodes, which has also been spurring the market. So Trump signed the Genius Act into law July 18th, 2025. So it's making it the first ever federal stablecoin regulation. So basically, the Genius Act mandates 100% liquid reserve backing, monthly audited disclosures, and defines who can issue stable coins. Only regulated banks and certified non-banks. It prohibits offshore and tech firms from issuing unless aligned with VA licensed entities. So firms like Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Citi, BlackRock are already pivoting towards tokenization. So tokenization is the new way that they're doing assets. Before it was like on stocks, and now we're moving over to tokenization. Tokenization is crypto, but we're utilizing it with either stable coins or attaching it to assets. So the crypto-linked stocks rallied, and ETF issuers welcomed SEC changes enabling in-kind redemptions. So the legislation marks a turning point from uncertainty, but now we have laws in place. So we had the Genius Act, which was a stablecoin law. It was issued, the House signed it on July 17th. It was signed on July 18th. We also have a Digital Asset Market Clarity Act that was July 17th. We have an Anti-CBDC Surveillance Act, July 17th. And then a SEC in-kind ETF rule on July 29th. So that allows in-kind creation and redemption of crypto for ETFs. So they can utilize Ethereum as payouts on ETFs. So again, Ethereum is coming in the forefront and being utilized in a lot of different things. I have another one where we have Ethereum We were talking about that today, remember?
Oh, yes, with eToro launching the tokenized U.S. stocks. Oh, my God, on Ethereum. So, basically, because of the Genius Act and the EU's MiCA Act, now they can do tokenized finance on through U.S. So U.S. stocks can be bought on Ethereum. So, as
on Ethereum. On Ethereum. Did you all hear that?
Ethereum.
That's using it as a cryptocurrency that they're buying it with. On, and that's the key thing. It's on Ethereum. Again, we just talked about the reasons why we believe Ethereum has so much more room to grow and to go at a higher valuation is because this is another key thing.
Yes. And even according to the CEO of eToro, Yuri Isaya, he said, in quote, they're the future of investing. So someone like that, the founder, the CEO of eToro, believes that these stocks on Ethereum, the US stocks being bought on Ethereum, is the future of investing on Ethereum. I'm going to keep repeating that, on hint, Ethereum.
Hint, 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 hint. And we're only at 37.75 right now. Okay, remember that. So mark this episode, put it in your favorites, forward it to yourself, and then listen to it in the future. And remember this day.
Oh my gosh. We also saw that Sharplink has now hit 438,000 ETH in holdings, which is worth $1.687 billion.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like we've had a couple big portfolios increase it on their cryptocurrency portfolios to over $1 billion to $2 billion just in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh. And if they reach 1 million Ethereum, that's 1% of the supply. They are almost halfway there.
Yeah, and think about it. So it's at, what you said, almost 2 billion.
Yeah, and that's, $2 billion almost.
And it's not even 1% of the supply.
There's so much Ethereum, and it's a dwindling supply. Let's not forget that. Ethereum is deflationary. It's been deflationary for a bit now with the Ethereum gas costs and the new contracts, the new formatting to lower gas fees. So the transaction fees you pay to make a transaction on Ethereum. Now there's a little piece of Ethereum every time you make a transaction. It goes away forever. It doesn't come back. So the supply will start going down and down and down and down. And the price will continue to go up.
Right, which causes the price. So when you limit supply and you have a high demand, then the price goes up. Right now, it's at a 455.3 billion market cap. It's on a buy ratio of 74% buy right now, and the volume's 35.1 billion. There's 102,600 traders on it right now. That's a lot of traders.
That's a lot of people, but there's going to be a lot more very soon. We have all the news and all the key signs that more and more people are going to have to start using cryptocurrencies.
In mainstream too. So you're able to buy goods and services with it. You can use credit cards with it now. They have the ETFs, the trading platforms you can access it. So there's a lot of different sources. I believe Zelle has it, Venmo has it, PayPal definitely has crypto now. So there's a lot of sources and you can convert. I mean, I was traveling like I normally am, and I was having a conversation with people who don't understand digital assets or cryptocurrency that much, and they think it's really hard to liquidate. But I told them, if you have Ethereum or Bitcoin and you have it in your wallet and you want to convert it, so say I have $1,000 with Ethereum in my wallet. The wallet is where you store your cryptocurrency. You can have different types of wallets. We've talked about it on different episodes, but say I have $1,000 of Ethereum in my wallet. I can convert it to USDC within seconds. That means taking it from Ethereum over to USDC, which is a stable coin. And again, stable coin laws just passed, so I can convert it to a stable coin within seconds. Then I can convert it to USD within seconds after that. And then From there, I can send it to my bank and cash out within seconds. So it's not time consuming. It's not held up. If you go to sell a house, you have to go through escrow and wait 30 days before you get your assets. And then they hold the funds and then they wire the assets and you don't get the wire for like 2 to 3 days. If you're trading or you're investing in cryptocurrency, you can take it from ETH or Bitcoin and convert it to USD right away. You can convert it to cash right away. I usually hold it in stables. And then after stables, when I want to send it to a bank or something, then I'll cash it out then. I don't cash it out until I'm ready to send it, and it does it within seconds. So anybody can do this from a wallet. You're going to use like one of your major CEXs, which is like Coinbase or Kraken, or what's yours called in Canada?
Index. NDAX.
Yeah, and then there's other platforms that are CEX. And so you hold it in there, and then like, if I want to do it quicker, I just take the $1,000, transfer it over to USD, I cash it out, I convert it right away. And there's a market, so you always get a conversion rate right away. And then I can send it to my bank within milliseconds and have it show up in my bank account right away. So people don't realize that it's a fast transaction. It's fast cash. It's fast currency. And then same thing, like transferring it in. If I want to go buy, I can swap over USDC into ETH within seconds. I can buy the asset within seconds, or whatever they want to call it. Wherever you are in whatever country it is, it's called something different. But I can buy Ethereum basically in seconds. And people don't realize that. They don't understand how fast it is and that there's no holdbacks and there's no lag time, and you don't have to wait for a wire, and you don't have to wait for the bank to open. It just shows up right away. So, and you can instantly use it. So that those are the benefits of it. But they're making it easier and simple and widespread so everybody can use it. And the other thing with all of these laws passing is also advantageous for Dragon Pro, because we screen 50,000 tokens a day. So now think about it. They're going to start tokenizing assets, right? Those will become tokens. And so if you want to know about the token and you want to know the analytics and you want to see what the chart's doing, they're going to have like a limited amount that they can display. We screen through 50,000 of them daily. And then we pick the top 100 to 200 and it shows on AI Signal and AI Base. And it gives you all the details about it. It gives you the analytics, like if it's locked, renounced, verified contract, what this token supply is, what the volume has been, how many holders are on it, if it's burnt or not, what the buy-sell ratio is, all the detailed analytics. But think about all these other trading platforms out there that are brokerages. They have not been in crypto. They have not been in Web3. They don't know details on analytics on tokens. Where we've been doing this for, you know, in crypto since 2016 and built out all these AI platforms for over 3 years. We have over 400 million points of data that we're able to screen off of and find the highest probability on those tokens. And now when all these brokerages start to buy and sell tokens on their pages, you won't have the details or the analytics. It won't show up. It won't screen for you. You have to choose. You're going to have to figure out which ones you're going to buy. You're going to have to sort through 50,000 tokens and figure out which one you want to buy. Where on Dragon Pro, it screens them, sorts them, narrows it down to 100 to 200 and gives you the full analytics and the charts if you want it, plus your TA. So you're able to look at and glance at your portfolio within milliseconds and know exactly what it's doing. Where you're going to still have to go do the research and figure everything out on your own on all the other brokerages. And we built out Dragon Pro for over 3 years stealth and building it out. So now everybody will be able to access it and be able to read what everyone's trying to buy and sell, where you're going to have to go do research anywhere else and figure it out and how to do it, where we give it to you within milliseconds. So again, like, I love crypto because I'm able to do things within milliseconds. And so we built the platform where you're able to look at it and glance at it and understand it within milliseconds and not have to do months of research and become a professional trader. It's all there for you right away and easy to use. And that's the goal. The goal is, we know that all of these people are going to start wanting to trade crypto, and all these people are going to try to figure out how to do it and where to do it and why to do it and what's this research, and this is too confusing and too much information. So we made it simple so that it's easy for you guys to trade. And you don't have to figure it all out. It comes to you and it's all detailed in a glance, and you can look at it and understand it right away and make a decision. One click to sign up, one click to trade, trade from anywhere in the world, and it will automatically trade for you on your trading setup, on your parameters, on your risk tolerance, and still execute even if you don't have Wi-Fi and you're flying in an airplane and your trades are still ongoing for you. And then you can, once you land, you can look at your portfolio and then make a decision. So we made it so, because we knew what was coming, right? And so we've been building this out for over 3 years because we knew what was coming. We saw the future, basically, and we knew what type of demand would be and that not everybody's a professional trader. And so we built all of the systems and strategies and the risk tolerance and the screening and the analytics in so you don't have to do it, because everybody wants to be in it now and everybody wants to sell crypto and list their tokens on their platforms and everybody wants to do that, but they don't have all this detailed and this information and all this research that we've been doing for multiple years. But now it's simple and easy to use, and all you do is one click, sign up, get your full screening process, get your full analytics, look at your portfolio, yes or no, and there you go.
It's so simple. It's like, you could get your grandmother to trade. You could be trading someone who's never touched a computer in their life but wants to learn how to do it. They could figure it out. We've seen them figure out how to use phones back in the day. It's two buttons.
You can use it from your phone. So that's exactly the best part about it. Like, you can trade from your phone.
That's exactly what you do too. And it was built for phones.
Because I like to travel.
Because you travel everywhere in the world and you need to be able to travel and trade on your phone from anywhere, from a beach, from Las Vegas, looking at the sphere out your window, or in the Caribbean, looking out your window to beautiful blue water and palm trees. Anywhere in the world that you want to be, you can trade now. It's so easy.
So we also have, like, we're going to give a little promo too. So we haven't, I don't think we've announced this yet, but if you go on, right. So if you go on to dragonpro.app, so dragonpro.app, and you sign up, you get your first month free. We have three different levels. We have the basic level, which is normally like $10 a month. You're going to get the first month free. And then, or you can get the advanced level that has the auto trader and try it out. It doesn't have the live feed channels, but it's only $199 a month. You can get the first month free on that too. And there's no credit card needed. You don't need to put up any cash or anything to sign up. You sign up for free and get the first month free and try it out. And then we have our advanced that has the feed of the streamed tokens that comes in. And we have a sign up bonus right now. So if you sign up, you can get up to $3,000 rebate back in trading credits by signing up. You get to use them after being live on the app for 3 months, and then you'll get credits back into your account. But it's a sign up bonus right now. So the first month is free, plus you get up to $3,000 in trading credits back. And that's the offer's going on right now. So if you go on to DragonPro, right. So if you go on to dragonpro.app and go sign up now, you'll get a code where you can refer out to other people and it'll be your code. And so you'll get this bonus, you'll get the free signups, and you'll get up to $3,000 in trading credits back. But we're only doing it now. Once we go to launch, the offer will probably be taken away. So I would recommend signing up now. So at least you have it locked in. You don't have to pay anything to sign up. You get all the freebies. You get the bonuses. You get to try it out when we go live. And you'll get your own code right now. And you can sign up easily. You can sign up with your email. You can sign up with X. You can sign up with Google. So it's really easy to sign up. It's one-click sign up, very easy to sign up. You'll get your code, and when we go live, you'll get all these bonuses and freebies too. But I wanted to tell you all that about now. Look for our ads. You'll see our dragons flying all over the world. You'll see us probably in some festivals, in some conferences, at fairs, our QR codes, college campuses. We're going to be all over pretty soon. So do it now before we take away all the freebies, and you'll get that first month free on the either the 10 or the 199 version, plus up to $3,000 in credits back. But we're doing it just now. And once we go live, we'll probably be taking it away. Let's see what else. We had some other exciting things going on.
Oh, yes.
What else?
Oh.
So one thing I thought was also funny to kind of wrap up the segment is I've been looking at some or hearing on the streets slang that's been going on. And I'm noticing that a lot of our crypto slang is going into the real world right now. It's kind of funny. Yeah. So everybody talks about like GOAT, right? Greatest of all time. So that's like a famous one that everyone talks about. But let's see, I have some funny ones here.
I can only imagine.
So I just want to say some of these crypto slang. So we were talking about crypto slang on one of our segments and trying to teach people how to talk crypto slang so that they could understand. Like if you go into Web3 and they're talking slang, you don't know what they're saying. But it's coming out into the real world right now. So some of them is like, here, I got a couple. Oh, looking good is mewing. So that's the jawline, right? A jawline is mew, right? And if you're losing, a slang word is selling. So yeah, that's a crypto, definitely a crypto word. If people are selling the chart, that means that they're selling off, they're dumping the chart, they're losing, right? If you're doing good or you're performing well, the word is cooking. That's a crypto word. Like we're cooking. That means that the token is doing good. The NFT is doing good. Or ate, ATE. So that means you ate good, right? You're doing good. Pop off. If you do really great consistently, you're goated. That's a crypto word. if romantic is riz, that's a crypto word. Flirt, a rizzler, crypto word.
No.
If you're acting fake, here's a good one. If you're acting fake, it's called a bot.
Oh my God.
Right. Okay, here's another one. A frat guy or stereotype is called a Chad. That's a crypto word.
That's a very crypto word.
Right. If a guy's weird, he's gooning. That's a crypto word. Weird girl is preppy. Let's see what else. Oh, if you're doomed, the word is cooked. That's a crypto word.
That's such a...
Right? Okay, someone you don't like is called a beta. That's another crypto word.
Oh, my.
Let's see what else. I'm looking at a couple other ones. Weird, sus, suspicious, sus, S-U-S. Selfies are bops. So wait. I just, B-O-P, not bot, but like some girl taking a selfie is called a bop.
Okay.
So I just wanted to say that because that was kind of funny. I just came across it the other day. Somebody was talking slang words. I'm like, oh my gosh, those are words that we talk in Web3, we've been talking those for quite a while, you know, like for the last 4 or 5 years, and now they're mainstream and people are talking on the streets that way. Like, oh, now they understand the way we've been talking. So it's not so secretive anymore, but
it's finally made it out.
So we're going to wrap it up. We all hope you have an amazing week. Fed is announcing tomorrow. We anticipate rates going to be flat. We still have lots of room for crypto to grow, so there's a lot of potential. Invest only $10. Do not risk a lot of money. Do your own research, not financial advice. Enjoy your time. Enjoy great food. Enjoy your friends and family. Have fun. Pursue your passions. And we'll all see you all next Tuesday. Go see beautiful water, beaches, palm trees, or the sphere. So,
bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Lizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.